is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life in this world would offer me. Looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla. At 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the Gospel in plain English.
Its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
while you are still standing, open your Bible to the book of St. Mark, chapter 5. We just want to look at one verse of the scripture. The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 5, verse number 34. If you find it, please say amen. And Jesus said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Thank you for this gathering. Thank you for every church that is gathered today to worship you. Lord, we want to hear from you. Use me as a channel of blessing to somebody. We thank you for the prayers. We thank you for the singing. We thank you for the giving. Now, bread of heaven, feed us. Show yourself strong in the midst of your people. Lord, I pray for your anointing. For I'm mindful of the fact without you, I can do absolutely nothing. Glorify yourself in this house. Touch somebody. Heal somebody. Save somebody this morning. Deliver us from our own self. Lord, we thank you because you always answer prayer. It is so. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you this morning on the subject titled, Your Faith Shall Make You Whole. It is your faith that shall make you whole. The passage I just read to your hearing is a very familiar passage. It's an account about a woman who had an issue of blood. If you recall, she had an encounter with Jesus and she was healed of every sickness, every disease in her body. Am I right about it? And after she was healed, Jesus said to her, Daughter, it is your faith that has made you whole. And God sent me to tell somebody, if her faith made her whole, your faith will make you whole. If you receive that, say amen. So my assignment this morning is very simple. By permission of the Holy Spirit, I'm here to show you how your faith will work for you. The good news is that you already got the faith. It's not something you're trying to get. But you can have money in your pocket and still starve if you don't know how to spend it. To every man, to every woman, has been given the measure of faith. So now my assignment is to show you, to walk you through how your faith will work for you. Ladies and gentlemen, just for the record, there are five verses of the scripture that I want to call your attention to. And in those five scriptures, I will walk you through what you need to do so that your faith, not the preacher's faith, your own faith will work for you. Amen. So the goal of this message is to encourage somebody to build your faith. We all need our faith to be built. So are you ready this morning? Talk to me. Are you ready to receive? If you read the book of St. Mark, chapter 5, verse 22, you see the beginning of this story of what happened. The Bible said there was a gentleman by the name Jairus who has a daughter who is sick. The Bible even tells you the age of that young girl, 12 years old. But the Bible said to us, Mr. Jairus was a ruler in the synagogue. In other words, he's one of those big timers of his day. So he came to Jesus and he asked Jesus to come to his house and help with his daughter. Now you all remember the story. Jesus agreed to go with him and to heal the young girl. So as they were going to Mr. Jairus' home, here comes another woman. Have you ever seen people who are not on program in the church? Maybe it's just me. Here we are in a devotional period. And in the midst of our program, here comes Brother Baba. I love the Lord. He had my Brother Baba. The deacons are leading the devotion. But oh no, Brother Baba has something to say. This woman was not in the agenda. Jesus was heading to somebody's house to help that somebody. But the woman busted into the scene. She interrupted the trip. And the Bible says because she had her own problem. The Bible called it the issue of blood. And you remember that this woman got healed. The question this morning is that, how did she get healed? That's what you need to learn. That's what I need to learn. I know what it is to be sick. I know what it is to have diagnosis. I know what it is to be told you only have so many days to live. So this is not a church where you can just come and have a good time. The Bible says, in all of thy getting, get understanding. So you see the account of what happened to this woman beginning from verse 25. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. The Bible said, a woman who had issue of blood for 12 years. Notice, I can begin to preach from that one verse. They did not give you her name. She was nameless. She was identified by her problem. The truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when this woman had a name. Every one of you under the sound of my voice, when you were born, you were given a name. Yes, But if you're not careful, the world will identify you by your problem. Over the course of time, she lost her name. Now she's been identified by her issues. Question: have you been defining yourself by your own issue? Have you been defining your own self by the problems in your life? Have you been defining yourself by the addiction that you're fighting? It's very, very important. Pay attention. Don't celebrate the issues of your life. You have a name. You are an overcomer. You have a name. You are a winner. You have a name. You have a testimony. Notice Mr. Jairus was identified by his own name. Mr. Jairus was identified by his position. The Bible says he was a ruler. He was identified by his title. This one demon I had to fight even in my own life. Because not only is it dangerous to identify yourself by your issues, it's also dangerous to be identifying yourself by your achievements. I came to this country as a foreigner, and I thought the only way I can win is by the number of trophies I have. That's just as wrong as trying to identify yourself by your addiction. Are you listening to me this morning? The Bible said this woman had issue of blood for how long? 12 years. There's a lesson there. There's nothing wrong to have an issue in life. In fact, as long as you live, you have to deal with one issue or the other. Welcome to life. The problem is when the issue persists for a long time. This woman was battling this problem for 12 years. And notice what the issue was. The Bible said she had issue of blood. Well, let me put that in plain English. That simply means she had a flow. Let me put it even more clearer in language. That simply means she was bleeding. By the way, let me also point out, she was not bleeding on the outside.
Come on, sir.
She was in the gathering. You don't see traces of blood on the floor. Say, oh, Lord. Sister, girl, you need to go home. No, she was not bleeding on the outside. She was bleeding on the inside. In other words, what she had in today's language is really an infection of the uterus. In all you're getting, get understanding. It means Sister Gary had an internal issue. There's a lesson there. It's internal because you cannot trace the bleeding. You cannot see the blood on the ground. And it's a lonely feeling when you have a problem that nobody can see but you. Just think about it. If your finger is bleeding, somebody probably will give you some bandage. Am I right about it? Just think about it. If your nose is bleeding, somebody, an usher, a greeter, a deacon or deaconess, somebody will give you some tissue paper. But if your bleeding is internal, you find yourself alone by yourself. So I'm not talking about singles being alone. Don't get me wrong. In fact, you can be a single person and not be alone. Are you listening to me? And you can be married and still be lonely. I'm trying to help somebody. This woman was bleeding in a place that no one could see. So my question to you this morning, where are you bleeding that no one can see this morning? What is going on in your life that only you? Only you know about it. Wow. My brothers, my sister, what area of your life are you hurting? People see you every day, you smile. But they don't know what you're going through. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I'm taking my time to walk you through the scripture is that there are many people in the church that are secretly bleeding. Secretly. On the outside, everything looks good. But on the inside, they're bleeding. Mark chapter 5, verse 26 says, this woman went to many doctors because she's suffering for many years. The Bible also said she spent everything she got. But she's not getting better, she's getting worse. There's a lesson there. Have you ever noticed some things that you have is supposed to make you better, but you find yourself getting worse? A good example that comes to my mind is the internet. See, my parents in Africa, they never heard of internet. They never see a Wi-Fi. They never use one. But here we are blessed. You and me have all these gadgets that are supposed to make things better for us. But the truth be told, we're in worse position because of those things. So there are times things that are supposed to make you better will make it worse. Reality, my brothers, my sisters, we have more ways today to connect with one another. But yet, we're empty. Right now, when I was growing up, I remember we only had two stations in my neck of the wood for the news. Now we have cable TV that is giving you news every minute. Every minute, there's news. Round the clock, 24/7, and yet we still don't know nothing. Am I right about it? Then you go to the next verse, verse 27. They say, but one day she heard about Jesus. There's a lesson there because Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith will come how? By hearing. This is the problem with many church folks. You will come to the house of God. You will have a good time. But as soon as it's time to hear the word, you raise your Baptist finger. and you walk out. You say, Rev, I got to go pee. No, you're not trying to pee. That's the devil trying to rob you of hearing the word of God. This woman heard about Jesus. Now, I got to caution you here, as important as it is to hear the word of God, just hearing the word of God did not heal her. You can be present every church service and still not be healed. I'm taking my time to help somebody. The Bible said in verse 27, not only did she heard the word, but she came behind Jesus and touched him. Now you see why the book of James chapter 2 verse 17 says, faith without work is dead. You got to work your faith. It's not enough for you to hear the word. It's not enough for you to even know the word. What is the message? For your healing, for my healing, all of us must take what we call personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. It's not enough to be around God. You must respond to God. Are you listening to me this morning? Just think about it. Just because you are with big people, that don't mean it's going to, you big. I'm glad you're there. Just because you're with tall people, that don't mean you're tall. Personal responsibility. It's not enough to be in his presence. It's not even enough to be wearing Jesus' jewelry. It's not even enough for you to be carrying a big Bible around. You got to go beyond what you heard. You must touch God. Are you still here? If you don't believe me, when you get home, read Jesus' sermon on the mountain. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. He only feeds those who hunger and thirst. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, many of you are here, and I'm so glad you're in church. Many of you are listening on radio. You're watching me on television. All over social media, I'm reading your comments. I'm grateful for your support. But at the end of the day, it is very, very important that you're not detached from what God asked you to do. Too many people in the church, we have good religion, but we're indifferent to the power of God. That's why we cannot get you to sing. You're in the church, all right. The choir is singing. Praise worship is going on, but we can't get you to sing. You are present, but you are detached. That's why we cannot get you to clap your hands. You are there, but you're not there. That's why we cannot get you to shout. You will shout at Bayou Classic. Peabody had a good time yesterday. You will shout at homecoming game, but then when you come to the house of God, can you shout for the maker of your soul? That's why you see a lot of church folks, instead of touching God, they want to blame God. They say, Lord, I pay my tithe, and I still don't see no change in my life. Lord, I prayed, but I still see no change. The truth be told, it's not working for you because you did not work it. The Bible is not just for you to know. It's not just for you to hear. You must put your faith to work. And the reason why many of us are not working our faith, we are too busy trying to fit in. We are worrying about what people will think if we shout in church. You're worrying about who is looking, who is rolling their eyes at you. And as a result, even though you are hearing word of faith, you are unable to receive from God. Many people will even say things like, no, I cannot cry in church. I'm the pastor. You'll be surprised how many people will say, I'm not going to be shouting, I'm a deacon. You're going to deacon yourself to grave. Trying to help somebody. If you don't work the word of God, then don't be a player hater when you see some of us being blessed. I don't know about you. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my soul, I don't care if I'm in a Catholic church. I don't care if I'm in a Methodist church. I don't care if I'm in a Baptist church. I got something to shout about. God has been good to me. Do I have a witness here? You know what I'm trying to tell you? The reason why this woman got healed, she was hungry. The reason why this woman got healed, she was thirsty. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be fed. I pray somebody is here today and you don't care who is looking at you. You don't care about your title or position. Are there any hungry people in the crowd today? Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Don't let your dignity rob you of the healing power of God. God is a healer. God is a waymaker. God will bring you out of any problem. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. Come on, shout amen. Amen. I want to hear some hungry people in the house shout amen. Amen. I want to hear some radical people in the house shout amen. Amen. I want to hear some aggressive people in the house shout amen. Amen. This woman, yes, she was going down. The devil tried to take her out. But the Bible says she pressed her way. Are you listening to me this morning? I'm trying to walk you through how you can get your healing, how you can get your miracle. Come to the house of God. First faith cometh by hearing. Make sure you hear the word of God. And once you hear the word of God, bite on it. And then the Bible says faith without work is dead. You got to be willing to step out of the boat and say, for God I live, for God I die. And he healed you before, he can heal you again. He made a way before, he can do it again. Do I have a witness in the house? Is there any hungry people in this house? Open your mouth, shout amen. Shout amen. shout amen. We don't serve a dead God. The Bible said he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Guess what? Yesterday, he healed people. Today, he's healing people. Tomorrow, he is going to heal more. Are you still here this morning? So it's not about who you know. It's not about your title. Don't say, I'm a senior pastor. If you need God, you got to make the move. You got to press your way. Are you still here this morning? It's about you and God. Then the next thing I want you to pick up in verse 28, the Bible said she said something to herself. Am I still in the book? You got to ask yourself the question, what have you been saying to your own self? I thank God for doctors. I thank God for lawyers. I thank God for all the experts of this world. But the Bible says, whose report you going to believe? I don't know about you. I made up my mind. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. And the report of the Lord said, by his stripes, I am healed. The report of the Lord said, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The report of the Lord said, 1,000 may fall, 10,000 by my right. But when it comes to you and me, it will not come near us. The report of the Lord said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, he will deliver you. He will deliver me from all of them. Oh, I wish I can testify. I've seen some lightning flash. I've heard some thunder roll. I've seen Simbreaker dashing, trying to knock me out. But in the midst of my trial, in the midst of my struggle, I can hear the voice of Jesus telling me to still fight on. He said, don't give up, keep on fighting. Don't give in, keep on marching. No, have no pity party. Believe God. God is able to bless you. God is able to heal you. God is able to bring your children back home. God is able to heal your broken heart. God is able to make a way out of no way. Open your mouth, shout yes. What a mighty God we serve. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Your words can stop the mess in your life. Let me try that again. Your own words can stop every mess in your life. So when I had no dime to my name, I said to myself, Seb, we are rich. I looked myself in the mirror. I said, Seb, we're going to make it. I find myself so sick that I can't even move my body. Sometimes my family, they will gather. They say, you are breathing so bad. We think you're not going to make it through the night. But I will look all of them in the face. The Lord is my life. The Lord is my strength. I'm going to make it. Like a sheep that batter, I said to myself, when money is running low, the Lord will make a way. Somehow. I don't know what you're facing this morning. I don't know what area the devil is trying to mess with you. I know he messed with me. But you know I refuse to give in. You know why? Because greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the whole world. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the whole world. I don't know about you. I refuse to die before my time. I don't know about you. I refuse to live with my body bleeding. I don't know about you. I refuse to give in or give up on life. God is my strength. Do I have a witness in the house? Because this woman did what I'm sharing with you this morning, the Bible said when she touched Jesus, the hem of his garment, her bleeding stopped. Not only did the bleeding stop, she felt something. Now I got to have somebody here. Part of the problem for us as church folks, we want to feel something before we shout. But you have to learn to shout before you feel something. I heard somebody say, don't wait till the battle is over. You can shout now. Shout for your deliverance. Shout for your blessing. Shout for your miracle. Shout for your breakthrough. Shout for your healing. Shout, shout, shout. Lord, your Lord. The Lord will make a way. You ought to shout about it. Amen, somebody. In conclusion, if I ask you this morning, what stopped the bleeding? You know what many of you church folks will say? Jesus stopped the bleeding. You know why you say that? Because you are lazy and you have not learned the word of God and you are unwilling to exercise your faith. Jesus himself said, no, I didn't do that. Just want to mess with your religion this morning. Jesus said, you know what is so amazing? When that woman touched Jesus, not only did the woman feel something, even Jesus felt something. That is why Jesus said, hey, wait a minute. Who touched me? You see, religion, we always want to come up with explanation of the supernatural. All the deacons around him, all the disciples, they said, come on, what are you talking about? There's too many people here. Everybody's on you. You see, they will always try to explain you out of your miracle. But Jesus said, oh no. He said, I felt the power left my body. Somebody touched me. That is why I say you can be present and not feel nothing. You know my assignment to all of you, myself included, religion, the Baptist religion. I'm about, hey, don't turn me off. You know I'm on an assignment. We have been taught wrong. Religion will say, I'm just waiting on the Lord to touch me. You will die waiting. It's time for you to reach out and touch God. God is waiting on you. Heaven is waiting on you. And he said, if you will step out of religion and touch God, God will make a way out of nowhere. Question, what stopped the bleeding? I'm going to give you, Jesus said it point blank, your faith made you whole. Notice how that faith works in a nutshell. Ladies and gentlemen, God sent me to tell somebody, it's time for you to touch God for yourself. Maybe you're here and you're dealing with some challenges in life. I can identify with that. It's time for you to do what? Touch God. Maybe you've been given many reports by the doctors. I've been there. It's time for you to do what? Touch God. Maybe you've been kicked out of insurance policy. I've been there. It's time for you to touch God. Maybe you have pre-existing condition. Oh, I wish the deacons would let me tell my story sometimes. When this church was growing and booming, the bank said, wait a minute, we need a key man insurance on that Negro. We're happy you are making progress, but if the preacher dropped dead, we, the bank, we will be in a bind. We need a key man insurance by the millions. So if he dropped dead, he can be dead. We'll still be all right. I'm telling you, behind the scene. So we went to the insurance company. Then they found out your pastor have pre-existing condition. Guess what they did? Deny, deny, deny. So I'm not preaching to you theories. I know what it is to be near death. I had 8 minutes before to leave. The secret of true healing is not what you say. It's not what you heard. You got to put your faith to work. Are you listening to me? How did this woman get healed? Number one, she heard. What did I say she did? Number two, she said something to herself. Are you listening to me this morning? Pay attention to what you've been saying to yourself. If you're not careful, heaven is trying to heal you, but you are busy canceling the power of God. She said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I know that I know I shall be made whole. Not only did she say something to herself, she made the move. Tell your neighbor, it's time for you to make the move. Make the move, make the move, make the move. She did something about it. Stop having a pity party. Make the move. Make up your mind. I will live and not die. Make up your mind. All my children are coming back home. Make up your mind. I shall prosper in this land. The word of God says, if I'm willing and if I'm obedient, I will eat the good of America. Make up your mind. Put your faith to work. Maybe you're here this morning. Nobody wants to hire you. Stop having a pity party. Oh, the white folks are no good. Oh, the black folks no good. Oh, it's the Hispanics taking all my job. Stop making excuses. Make up your mind. Make a move. Are you still here this morning? Today, God is telling me to tell somebody, it's time for you to exercise your faith. Amen, somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will reach out to God, God will do things that nobody can do in your life. Amen. In conclusion, not only did this woman press and touch, the Bible says she came back. You know, have you ever seen church folks get blessed and you don't see them in church no more? Don't look at your neighbor. When Jesus asked, who in the world touched me? She could have kept quiet. She could have done like many of us and said, that ain't my problem, I got mine. But she came back. Not only did she come back, brother preachers, she told the whole truth. The whole truth. You know what the problem is? Why many of us are still on hold? We've been telling half truth. I love my wife, but when it comes to some women problem, she never tell me the whole truth. Yes, I said it. She always will give me a cliff note. But this woman came back to Jesus and tell it all. Somebody's here this morning. God is waiting for your testimony. I was so grateful when this woman of God was open and transparent about what she's going through. Where are you going to tell the whole truth? I'm going to ask all of you to stand to your feet. If you are here this morning,
can't give up now,
and you say, yes, I need God to heal me. Find your way to the altar. Tell the whole truth. Don't worry about who is looking at you. Their opinion don't matter. Thank God for my preaching this morning, for sharing the whole truth. God can heal you. God can deliver you and me. God can make a way. I am a living witness. I'm still on medications. I'm standing before you right now. Ain't no shame in my game. Medication in the morning, medication at night. But I believe I'll go to my grave believing that God is a healer.
Press my way through.
Hallelujah. Somebody else is
press
coming.
Press my way through.
Thank you, sir. Sing that song. Sing it.
God is something
yes,
waiting.
Something is waiting.
Press my way through.
You gotta press your way. For God I live, for God I die. Storm may rise, the wind may blow, but you will reach out and touch me. I love about this woman's story. She came in a nobody. They won't even tell you her name. But because she's willing to hear the word of God, she's willing to talk to herself, she's willing to press her way through, she's willing to believe God before she felt something. She's willing to tell the whole truth. A nobody became a somebody. By the time the story was over, you know what Jesus said concerning her? Daughter. All of a sudden now she's a daughter of Almighty God. And he said, it is your faith. It is your faith. It is going to be my faith. It's going to be your faith. Don't let religion stop you. Keep pressing your way. Keep pushing. And say, Lord, I will live and not die. He said, with long life, it will satisfy you and show you salvation. Lift your hands towards heaven. Father, I thank you Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you for those who have come. Some of us, we are dealing with challenges on our job. Some of us, we are dealing with challenges in our finance. Some of us, we are dealing with challenges on our health. Some of us, we are dealing with our children. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Whatever the shoe is hurting this morning, we come in obedience to your word. Your word says, cast all your cares on Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you care it for us. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, we surrender all. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our home. Have your way in our churches, oh God. Be glorified in our lives. Somebody is believing God for healing their body. Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Give us our testimony that we can tell the whole world, Lord, you did it again. Thank you for the opportunity to trust you. Thank you for the opportunity to believe you. Thank you for the opportunity to declare and decree that we are healed. Lord, I pray not just for healing. I pray for miracles. Before this year is over, whatever you're believing God for, the word of God said, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe. Believe. And God will do it for you. We tap into the anointing of Almighty God. And we decree and declare, every burden is destroyed. Every yoke is destroyed. Today, in the name of Jesus, we are free. Free of low self-esteem, free of unbelief, free of struggle, free of sicknesses, free of any disease, free from unemployment. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for healing our body. Thank you for healing our homes. Thank you for healing our marriage, Lord. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours. We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT.